Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as always, as we greet all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. This Thursday is one of the days that we mark our calendar as a to commemorate the day which Jesus Christ was ascending on high. And previous years from 1910 to 1993, this was one of our public holidays in South Africa. Hence, abaningi bengalazi mhlambe lolu suku and bengal recognize ngani ngoba lapheliswa ngo 1993, kanti it was a public holiday. Manje, now the Bible tells us that there was a time when the first disciple would bebengafuna ukuthi uJesu Kristu ahambe. Uma uJesu Kristu sekufike isikhathi sokuthi enyukele ezulwini. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ucabange ke mina nawe ukuthi if uhleli nomuntu owenza ama miracles, uhleli nomuntu othi manihamba naye alandelwa yixuku, uhleli nomuntu kwi-inner circle yakhe, bese kufika isikhathi akutshela ukuthi I am leaving. Bekungasilula kubo ngoba uyabona manihlangene ngokomoya. It's a bond eyenza ukuthi uhlephuke ngaphakathi emoyeni. Manje lana uJesu Kristu uma ebaphendula ezama uku-explaina kubo. Wathi kubo uJesu Kristu lapha kuJohn 16:7, wathi, but in fact it is the best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the advocates won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you. Manje uma sibona ukuthi this was their advantage, not only their advantage, but it was our advantage too, abazayo after them. Ngani ngoba manje, from what we read, then we get an understanding why this day is very important. Jesus had to go so that the Holy Spirit should come. And this Spirit is the Spirit of truth that will guide us unto all truth. Furthermore, Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus, lapha chapter 2, verse 16, telling them about their positional truth when he said, God raised us up with Christ, seated with him in the heavenly places. Manje siyabona ukuthi ukunyuka kuka Jesu Kristu kwafana wathi make khuphuka lithi izwi wakhuphuka nathi wasibeka kwindawo eyiphezulu. Then this makes us to realize how important this day is. Ngani ngoba there was a shifting from the earthly to the heavenlies. Hence lapho sibona ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Now, if Jesus Christ never ascended, and when he ascended, he never made a positional shift in us, how would we besizokwenza kanjani ukuthi sikwazi ukumelana with the evil forces in the heavenly realm? Manje, I like the fact when lapha kuncwadi kaMarko, lapha kuMarko chapter 3 verse 4 wakhona, lithi uJesu Kristu when he appointed his disciples, he appointed them so that he may be with him. Manje, the first disciple were with him in the flesh, but now we were with him in the spirit. I would like us ukuthi manje kuseni, let us grasp this concept. Lapha ku Hebrews 13 verse 5, uJesu wathi, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then when uJesu ascended on high, he sent his spirit to come and dwell in us. And lapha kuMarko wabhala wathi lithi leli lizwi uma appoint abafundi bakhe wayeba pointela ukuthi babe naye manje ngithanda ukuthi manje ngaso sona leso sikhathi abafundi bokuqala waba nabo kwafika isikhathi sokuthi abakhulekela sikhulekele lapha kuJohn chapter 17 wathi ngikhulekela nalabo abazayo manje uma sibheka incwadi yamaRoma chapter 6 ngisakhuluma ngale concept yokuthi uJesu athi I will never leave you nor forsake you ukuthi manje kuRomans chapter 6 kuverse 3 no verse 5 iyasitshela ukuthi when we were baptized ekufeni kwakhe nathi safa naye and also be united with him in resurrection make masiphume emanzini kufana nokuthi nathi sihlanganyela naye ekuvukeni kwakhe and manje at the same time uma ekhuphukele ezulwini lithi kwaNkulunkulu wakhuphuka nathi wasihlalisa endaweni eyiphezulu njengoba lisho izwi kuba Ephesians chapter 2 lithi we were raised up with him and seated with him in the heavenlies. Manje, let me say, we may be in this flesh, but our spirit is being positioned in the way they pezulu. Hence, umasilwa, we are fighting a warfare. Asilu njengezwe, and our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through Jesus in destroying the stronghold of the enemy. Manje kuncwadi yezenzo chapter 2, uma uPeter addressa the crowd, lapha kuverse 33, he explained nge ascension day, he said, Jesus was exalted to the right hand of God. He received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, and he has poured out what they see now there. Manje by that, uma uPeter kusho logo, uphinda logo Jesu Christo, abathembisa kona. Lapha kuJohn chapter 16, verse 7, esesi akhuluma ngaye, athi Jesu Christo, unless I go away, the advocate won't come. If I go, I will send it to you. And that was the Holy Spirit. Another importance, the ascension day, is what we read. Kwincwadi yamaEfese, chapter 4, verse 10, as it reads, he who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavenlies in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. So this day, esikhumbula, this was the day lapho uJesu Christo arelease that anointing, arelease i order ye fivefold. And uma sibheka futhi ukubaluleka kwaleli langa ukuthi kuRomans chapter 8 verse 34 lithi Christ Jesus died, more than that, he was raised to life, is now at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Manje, another translation might interceding for us. Lithi is pleading for us. Manje, at the same time, uma sibheka ukuthi uJesu Christ uplida for us. Siyakhumbula ukuthi uSathane, he's the accuser of the brethren. Makaqala ukusaccuse, then uJesu Christ is able to plead for us. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu, khumbula umsebenzi owenzeke eCalvary nawamanxeba, khumbula naligazi owenza icovenant ngalo. Manje at the same time leli langa libalulekile ngani, ngoba kuHebrews chapter 1 kuverse 3 lithi after making purification for sins he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. When Jesus Christ ascended on high and sat at the right hand of the majesty, he first waqala warevila uNkulunkulu lo ukuthi uNkulunkulu ongubani ngani, ngoba kukhona lapha abafundi babecela ukuthi awusifundise ukukhuleka, and uJesu Christ make khuluma wathi yithini mani khuleka, our Father who is in heaven. Manje khona lapho kuMatthew 6 verse 8 uJesu Christ revealed uNkulunkulu as as the Father who is fully aware of our needs. Bese ku Matthew 7 we am reveal kithi uNkulunkulu leyo hleli ngase kunene sakhe as intercedela. Ku Matthew 7:11 he reveal God who is better than our human father. Bese ku Matthew 10:19 kuya ku verse 20 he reveal God that God God's spirit speaks to us when we are persecuted. Then go Matthew 10:24 urivila uNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu owazi wonke ama details ngeimpilo zethu. Matthew 16:17 again isho njalo. Then Matthew 18:10 urivila uNkulunkulu ukuthi the guardian angels asinikeze zona they report to him uNkulunkulu bese ku Matthew 18 lapho he encourages us that God does answer prayers manje ku Matthew 5:45 wa reveal ukuthi uNkulunkulu is a provider ku Matthew 6:4 wa reveal ukuthi uNkulunkulu is the rewarder of good of the goodness ku Matthew 20:23 wa reveal ukuthi uNkulunkulu is a father who decides who will have a place of honor ngoku Jesu Christo bese ku Matthew 11:25 uya reveal ukuthi when we forgive others uNkulunkulu uyasithethelela nathi ku Mark 13:32 uya mrivilile uNkulunkulu la ahleli ngase kunene sakhe wayezela ukuzobambulela kithi ukuthi uNkulunkulu onjani manje lapha ku Mark 13:32 uthi God is a father that decides the times and the events and at the same time we look chapter 10:21 u reveal uNkulunkulu as the father who reveals things to us who njengaba singabantwana bakhe and at the same time little lilizwi he conceals the things kubantu aba proud but abantwaneni bakhe abane faith njengaba as a child childlike faith uyazirivila izinto eziningi kubo bese kwaba proud abantu uyazivala lezi zinto angazembuli kubo manje ku Luke chapter 10:22 na ku John chapter 1:18 we cannot know the father except through him uJesu Kristo angeke umazi uNkulunkulu uma ungazi uJesu Kristo the first thing umnyango uJesu Kristo okungena kuNkulunkulu the first thing we need to know ukuthi kufanele sazi uJesu ukuze sikwazi ukumazi uNkulunkulu ngaphandle kuka Jesu angeke simazi uNkulunkulu that is why abantu bakhuluma into eyiningi ngalo uNkulunkulu uma bengena Jesu bakhuluma ukuthi uNkulunkulu akaphi ngesandla bakhuluma ukuthi uNkulunkulu lokhu nalokhu ngani ngoba it is only through Jesus la uNkulunkulu erivilwa khona uma siqala kuJesu Kristo kuJohn 4 kuverse 23 uyasitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu he's a God who seeks true worshippers that will worship him in spirit and in truth and at the same time ku John 15 ku verse 17 he reveals that the God who is always at work uNkulunkulu usebenza njalo although lithi waphumula nge 7 days kwi creation but uNkulunkulu akaphumulanga even namhlanje usasebenza ngempilo yami nawe In John 5:19 he reveals that him and the Father are one. Ku John 5:22 the Father who delegate uJesu Kristo to be the judge ngoba says ukuthi he will come and judge the living and the dead. Ku John chapter 6 ku verse 44 it is the Father who draws us to him. Manje uma sibheka lana uNkulunkulu osdrawayo osdrawele indodaneni yakhe. Ukuthi bangcwele uNkulunkulu uthembeke ngendlela emangalisayo kusho ukuthi ubaba oyo odrawa umkhwenyana emfunela umakoti oyibandla kuJohn 14:28 he reveals that the father is greater than him bese kuJohn 14:30-31 lapho ukuthi uNkulunkulu initiated ukufa kwakhe esiphambanweni for our sake ku John 15:16 uyasimreveal uNkulunkulu ukuthi he answers requests in Christ's name uma sikhuleka ngegama lika Jesu uNkulunkulu kula ephendula khona manje ku John 16:27 uyamreveala lo uNkulunkulu ahleli ngasekunene sakhe ukuthi the Father loves those who loved Christ uyathanda laba abathanda uChrist ku John 17:21 no John 14:15-17 ukuthi sazi ukuthi bawubuthathu obunye uNkulunkulu uyise nendodana nomoya ingcwele manje uma sibuka so this is the kind of God this is the kind of the Father where uJesu Christ ahleli ngasekunene sakhe uma he's ascended on high so when he pleads for us when he intercedes for us he wanted us to understand ukuthi what kind of a God he is dealing with and uJesu Christ also revealed to us what kind of the spirit he had uNkulunkulu lesa sithumelele sona ngani ngoba manje there are many foreign spirits ezikhona out there that is why izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi test the spirit manje lapha kuJohane chapter 16:13 likhuluma ngomoya engcwele uyamreveal ukuthi the spirit will not speak of his own only what he hears and will tell us things that are to come a revile lo moya engcwele azomthumela ayamthumela ukuthi lapha ku John chapter 2 ku 18 ukuthi we are anointed by the Holy Spirit umoya engcwele osigcobayo and it's the Holy Spirit olakhayo ibandla uma engcwele ngekho ebandleni ukusuke lelo bandla lifile ngani ngoba it's the Holy Spirit ekufanele ukuthi kube huye o asha ibandla ukuthi lenzeni namhlanje sifuna ukulenza ngama program ethu namhlanje umoya engcwele uyacinywa emabandleni namhlanje babheka isikhathi and at the same time abagcina isikhathi and at the same time ama program ethu umoya engcwele akanikezwa isikhathi manje uyazi uma sisakhuluma ngaloku uJesu emrivila sithola ukuthi indaba lapha yana kwincwadi yezenzo chapter 13 siyasitshela ukuthi uma when they were fasted and praying and the Holy Spirit yathi kubo laba bebefastile bekhuleka yathi separate a Barnabas and Saul for umsebenzi engibabizele wona manje lapho yilapho esibonayo ukuthi they were very much busy ngoba liyasitshela izwi ukuthi bebenokuthumela ibekoleka imali bayise ekuphi kuphe Jerusalem and all those things manje at the same time bebenza umsebenzi kodwa hayi lo moya engcwele ababizele wona that is why bayasebenza kodwa benzi lento engibabizele yona wathi baseparateni bazokwenza lento engibabizele yona manje umoya engcwele sometimes siyamcisha ngokuthi sifuna ukwenza lento thina esifunayo singakwenzi lento yena afuna ukuthi sibe yiyo and at the same time ku John chapter 14:26 uJesu lo moya engcwele akhuluma ngayo ukuthi is the spirit that teaches us and brings things to our remembrance uyasikhumbuza umoya engcwele umoya engcwele khumbula ungekasindiswa ukuthi noma ufunda izwi likaNkulunkulu ubulibala but since the Holy Spirit is there you are able ukuthi ukhumbule nevesi ukwazi ukurelate ivesi omnye wabuza ukuthi mari niyikhumbula kanjani lamavesi I remember me also mangiqeda ukusindiswa there was this lady owayethi makakhuluma ngezwi a relate yonke into ngithi mari lo muntu uzikhumbula kanjani lezi zinto you know but what I used to do there Then I used to go home ngilale ngesisu and pray ukuthi God I need the Holy Spirit ezongenza ukuthi ngikwazi ukukhumbula imibhalo manje uJesu Kristo wayezo revealer wayezo silethela lo moya engcwele ozokwazi ukuthi asenze ukuthi sikhumbule imibhalo kuJohn 16 from 13 to 15 It's the Holy Spirit takes what is for Jesus. I declare it. Manje uve John 14:26. The Holy Spirit is our helper. Esikhathinesi ningi siyaye sifune ukuthi manje sizenzele. Kanti we need the Holy Spirit to be our helper. We need the Holy Spirit to be our advocate. I remember a testimony yami langa ngisebenza khona very long bathi mabe ngikhipha azange banginikeze imfanelo zami. I had to go to yini CCMA. Mangifika khona bathi kimi I case yakho inida ama lawyer. Ithe mangibuyele kuphuma lapho ngisaphuma ngomnyango ngathi moyo mncwele ephi my advocate anginayo imali ama lawyer ngimele wena. And I tell you, after some months, something happened that was great. Uguti bakwazi ukuthi umoya ngcwele bathinte ngwa California bathi yazini, we are owing you some money. We need to give you your money. Manje umoya ngcwele is our advocate. Uyakwazi ukusimela. Lapho kuzenzo chapter 16 from 16 to 17 uyam reveal ukuthi the Holy Spirit will not allow us to go where he has not sent us. Uma sibheka lapho uma ifunda, sithola ukuthi uPaul noBarnabas bahamba bona bayifuna ukuya eMongolia. Mabe ufuna ukuya eMongolia, umoya ongcwele wabavimba ukuthi anilapho. Niya la mina engithumela khona. Uze uyasho umphostoli uPaul ukuthi safuna ukuya in the east. Umoya engcwele wathi mhm. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje leli langa libaluleke ngalelo hlobo ukuthi ziningi izinto ezenzakele, ziningi izinto ezize kithi njengoba sibonile ukuthi the Holy Spirit empowers us for the service kaNkuluNkulu. Naku Romans 8:26, the Holy Spirit help us to pray when we do not know how to pray. Siyaz ukuthi ngesikhathi uyayifuna ukukhuleka but ungazi ukuthi uzokhuleka kanjani. Manje the Bible tells us Romans 8:26 ukuthi the Holy Spirit help us to pray when we do not know to pray. Sesivala ke manje ekuseni, the Holy Spirit makes our face shine. At the same time, 2 Corinthians 3, lithi when the Spirit of God is there, there's liberty. Sinenkululeko thina. Yebo inkululeko zikhona ezabantu, but sinenkululeko ngenxa kaMoya oNgcwele. May God richly bless us ekuseni kwanamhlanje. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.